أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندع أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, by the grace and will of Almighty Allah, the Exalted and Glorified, we are going to talk about two other virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam and this glorified and noble family members of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. The most honorable family that the Messenger of God ordered the Muslims to pray whenever they pray for him. This is the family whose members the Muslims are urged to follow. You know that whenever we are sending greetings for our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we are told that a complete form of prayer should be sent for our Holy Prophet. So a companion of our Holy Prophet asked him, "What is that kind of complete greetings on you? What is this that you are refraining us that we should not send you somewhat incomplete prayings, somewhat incomplete greetings on you?" Salatun Aftar. Our Holy Prophet says that whenever you send greetings on me, it is on you that you have to send in greetings on the most honorable family of mine too. So, in all of what the Holy Prophet spoke about Ali alayhi salam and the members of his family, we believe firmly and certainly that he was speaking with the divine authority and in reliance on the order of God and his revelation. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is an infallible personality, an infallible messenger of Almighty Allah, the last and the most comprehensive and exhaustive. His words are playing the role of authority for all, not only for the Shi'ites, but also for the Sunnis, for all the Muslims, for all the human beings, for he is inspired by revelation, by divine revelation, where no error, no mistake, no blunder is thought to be existent in the realm of infallibility of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. So whenever he is talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, about his virtues, about his status, we have to believe that our Holy Prophet is an infallible figure. For various verses of the Holy Quran prove and substantiate this fact and this truth, saying this, or let me recite some of those verses that is said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ, or مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, or يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. So all of these verses indicate the infallibility of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, not only in the realm of revelation that he catches or he grasps from the angel and then conveys for the people, for the populace, but also there are the ordinary life of him is also filled with this characteristic. So today the verses that we have recited on the very first part of our speech, that is, about the event of Mubahala. You know that the members of this family were the ones whom the messenger brought with him when the Almighty God commanded him to invite the Christian delegation of Najran for Mubahala. And you know that it means prayer by two opposite parties, asking God to punish their wrong side. You know that two truthful sides cannot be contradictory towards one another, cannot stand contrary towards one another. Rather, a side of them should fail, or a side of them should lack truthfulness, so that one of them should be wrong and the next should be true. So, when our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came and emerged as a final doctrine for the humanity, so there were some people of Ahlul Kitab, or from the people of the book or the scripture. They found our Holy Prophet a truthful personality. They found his message, the message that the Savior promised him in their books. But again, due to some reasons, they could not, or they did not want to abide the rules and regulations of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, a delegation from Najran came to meet and to visit our Holy Prophet so that the truthfulness of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, should be specified, or should be at least proved for themselves. So, during the ninth year after the Hijrah, a Christian delegation from Najran came to Medina to inquire about Islam and debate with the Prophet about religion. There was a dialogue between the messenger and the delegation, in which the messenger stated the positive position of Islam towards the teachings of the Messiah, in which our Holy Prophet tried his best to show and to bring the very intellectual demonstrations on the basis of which they accepted the Christianity. But they refused, or for the sake of some reasons, they could not accept our Holy Prophet's demonstrations. So here, the delegation chose to stay on their negative position towards Islam. A revelation came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, commanding him to invite the delegation to a prayer to be offered by two sides, asking the Almighty to bring down his punishment on the wrong side of the two parties. From the Holy Quran, as I have recited this verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse number 60 and 61, then it is revealed that الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. Truth is from Almighty Allah, do not be of those who are doubtfuls, or those who doubt, or those who cast doubts. Then says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِيلِ, and whose disputes with thee concerning him, Jesus, after the knowledge which has come unto thee, if they dispute with you after they acquired knowledge, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ, say unto them, تَعَالَوْ, come, نَتْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, we will summon our sons and your sons, وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, and our women and your women, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, ourselves and yourselves, ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Then what we will do? Then we will pray humbly to our Lord, invoking the curse from God upon those who lie. The messenger, in compliance with the revealed command, invited the Christian delegation for the prayer. So Al-Nisaburi, in his commentary on the Holy Quran entitled غرائب القرآن and عجائب الفرقان, recorded the following. The messenger told the Christian delegation, God has commanded me to call upon you to share with me a prayer for punishment. You know that Mubahala is the last alternative. the last solution for acceptance of the truth. So now we will see that who are the members of the delegation comes from our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, side.
This is the Call of Islam.
And you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
Then we say that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, challenged the Christian delegation for the last alternative, for the last at least opportunity that our Holy Prophet gave for them, that either they have to accept the truth or they can share this debate and this challenge. They said, Abu al-Qasim, you know, the Prophet's code name, we shall think of the matter, then we will come to you. So when they returned, they had conference heeded by their counselor. When they asked him his advice, he said, by God, you have known that Muhammad is a messenger of God. He told you the exact truth about your man, the Jesus. By God, whenever people challenge a prophet and share with him a prayer for punishment, their grown-ups will not last and their last ones will not grow. Their small ones will not grow. It will be your annihilation if you accept his challenge. If you insist on keeping your religion, make peace between you and the man and go back to your country. This was the advice of the counselor of this delegation. So when the Christian delegation came back to the messenger, they found our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household on his way to the proposed prayer, wearing a garment made of black hair, carrying Hadrat al-Husayn alayhi salam on his arm and leading Imam Hassan by his hand with Fatima alayhi salam walking behind him and Ali alayhi salam walking behind her. The Prophet said to the four members of his family, when I pray, say Ameen. Looking at the Prophet and his family, the priest of the delegation said to his group, Christians, I see faces whose prayer will be answered even for removal of a mountain. Accept not their challenge. If you do, you will perish, and the Christians will not live on this earth. The delegation heeded the warning of their priest and said to the Prophet, Abu al-Qasim, we have decided not to make prayer of Mubahala with you. This can be found in Al-Nisaburi's commentaries on the Quran printed on the margin of Al-Tabari's commentaries, part 2, pages 190-193. Al-Tabari in his commentary on the Holy Quran reported many hadith through various channels that the messenger accompanied Ali alayhi salam, Fatima alayhi salam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the event of Mubahala. And it can also be found in the following address that I'm reciting for our honorable listeners, that Al-Tabari in his commentaries on the Quran, part 2, page number 192 in 193. So Muslim, in his Sahih, recorded that after the revelation of the following verse, and whoso disputes with thee concerning him, Jesus, after the knowledge which had come to thee, say unto them, come, we will summon our sons and your sons, and our woman and your woman, and ourselves and yourself. The messenger of God invited Ali alayhi salam, Fatima alayhi salam, Imam Hussein and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then he said, God, these are the members of my family. These are the members of my family. So it is not something to dispute about that we have to include the wives of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the very realm of the household of the Holy Prophet. There are some that without considering the facts, without considering all the truth, they impose their own theological tendencies on this matter that the household of the Prophet are not these four ones. Rather, there are some other ones too that they can also be denominated as the household or the members of the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But indeed, considering the truth, considering the historical facts, considering all these virtues, will bring us to this conclusion that these were the real family members of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for whom our Holy Prophet ordered and urged the Muslims that whenever you are praying for me, you have to send prayers on my family too. Do not send me somewhat incomplete prayings. And it was asked, what is incomplete prayings? It is said that if you send greetings alone on me, and you do not send greetings on my family members. So there is a question, let's raise it up, that why Ali alayhi salam was included in the very verse of the Holy Quran. You know that the Almighty Allah, the Exalted, commanded his messenger to say to the delegation of Najran, come, we will summon our sons and your sons, our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. In compliance with this command, the Prophet brought with him Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, because they were the sons of his daughter Fatima. And for this, they are his sons. He brought Fatima alayhi salam with him because she represents the woman from the members of his house. But why did he bring with him Ali, who was neither from the sons nor from the woman? It is a question that may click our mind. It is the question that might has clicked the minds of our honorable listeners. Ali alayhi salam was neither from the sons nor from the woman. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Ali has no place unless he is to be included in the word ourselves. According to different narrations, if he was present on that occasion that he has to challenge, I mean our Holy Prophet, challenge the Christian delegation, so Imam Ali was present there. So Ali is neither from the sons nor from the woman, so it must be included in the word ourselves, anfusana wa anfusakum. Our Holy Prophet had not said that I just only myself will come and will pass. Rather, it said anfusana wa anfusakum. So Ali alayhi salam's place in the verse of the Holy Quran is included in the word ourselves. Bringing Ali with him indicates that the Messenger of God considered Ali alayhi salam an extension of his personality. By considering him so, he elevated him above all the Muslims. Above all the Muslims. In many occasions, our Holy Prophet says, Ali is from me and I am from him. A companion of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by the name of Habsh ibn Janada, reported that he heard the Messenger of God saying, Ali is from me and I am from him, and no one represents me but Ali. Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah.
This is the Call of Islam, and you are listening to the program, The Life of Imam Ali.
So a dialogue between the Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, the eighth Imam of the Shi'ites, and Al-Ma'mun, a prominent Abbasid caliph, went as follows. You know that one of the caliphs who made arguments, who made indeed intellectual demonstrations with Imam Ridha alayhi salam, it was Ma'mun. So Al-Ma'mun asked that, where is the evidence on the caliphate of your grandfather Ali alayhi salam? Where's your demonstration? What is your evidence? Where's your proof that you believe that Imam Ali alayhi salam should be the first after the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him in his household? Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, the evidence is the word of God. The place where Imam Ridha alayhi salam hinted, that was the very verse of the Holy Quran that says, Anfusana wa anfusakum. He says that this is the verse of the Holy Quran, this is the word of God, that we believe that Imam Ali alayhi salam is and had to be the successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, the evidence is the word of God and ourselves and yourselves. Anfusana wa anfusakum. The Imam meant that by bringing the Imam with him in the event of Mubahala, the messenger made him an extension of himself. And whoever is an extension of the personality of the messenger would be the Imam of the Muslims. The personality, the figure, who is equal and tantamount to the personality of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, except some exclusive characteristics such as revelation. So he has to be appointed and he has to be the Imam of the Muslims. Al-Ma'mun then continued that this would be true if there is not our woman and your woman. Again, our Holy Imam gave him the due response that it needs further explanation that Fatima was also brought there. So here we can reach to this conclusion, at least right now, that Imam Ali's position in the verse of the Holy Quran is in the word Anfusana wa Anfusakum, ourselves and yourselves. Indeed, these are the virtues that if we could get them with profundity, with deep understanding, our inclinations, our tendency towards these noble family members of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would be expanded and would be extended. So, as the messenger announced to the Muslims the unique honor which he bestowed upon Ali by brothering him, he was expected to announce publicly the other two high honors which he conferred on him, of being his executor and successor. For what the nation needed more than anything else was the good leadership. After the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know that the community or the Muslim Ummah was barely in dire need of having a good leadership. So such a leadership is what could secure the community of the Islam, the Islamic message and its purity. If any other ones except Ali alayhi salam comes and takes the power and sits on the bench of the being seen as authority, you know that there will be varieties of deviations, there will be varieties of misleading, there will be a plenty amount of innovations that we have not seen during the lifetime of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So the importance of leadership is that much that in some of the hadith narrations we have this content that Islam is based on five pillars: on salah, on zakah, on hajj, on jihad, on wilaya. And none of them is more significant, none of them is tantamount to wilaya, to leadership. Some of the commentators have said that this wilaya does not mean political leadership or political power, rather it means only friendship and love. Indeed, we cannot accept, and the historical facts refute this. For this that, firstly, all the Muslims are ordered that they should love and they should be friend of one another. So it needs not that on the last pilgrimage that our Holy Prophet had with his companions, huge amount of the Hajis and the caravans, they all should stop and should hear this revelation that only you should love my household. No, before this, the verses of Wa'ati al-Qurba Haqqa, or you have to love them, this was also revealed, and it needs not that it should be reiterated or it should be emphasized. Rather, this verse of the Holy Quran intends to give another clues, another hints for the Muslim community. And that was political leadership, that when I'm going to visit the Lord, and this will be the last pilgrimage I will be having with you, so you need a leader, that they, you need a guardian, you need the one who has to bring the ship of the Islamic instructions in the beach of salvation. And it is not something possible to be performed by every individual. Rather, it needs exclusive characteristics. It needs knowledge. It needs extensive awareness of Islamic instructions. It needs to full acquaintance. Whenever the people from different place, from different clans, from different tribes, from different governmental sites are coming as a delegation to see the Islamic religion and doctrine, they need their due responses. They require their due responses. So there should be an extensive source of knowledge. There should be a prominent figure that he has to give the responses of them. Otherwise, if he is not able to give their due responses, it will be a kind of disgrace and shame, not only for that person, rather for the whole Muslim, for the whole Muslim community. Secondly, it needs piety, it needs piousness, that much that the political power and authority should not deviate him from the straight path. It needs infallibility, the same infallibility that was required for prophetic mission. The same is required for imamah, for leadership, after the demise of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. For you know that the teachings and the instructions of Islam was not penetrated in the hearts of the people profoundly, or it was not deepened in the hearts of the people. Rather, it was only 23 years that Islam has been emerged, and most of them have recently embraced Islam's. And the instructions they had from their forefathers, they had more power and more authority than the new born religion. So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, declared to the thousands of pilgrims that Ali had the right to administer the affairs of the Muslims as much as the Prophet had. So, An-Nabiyu awla bil-mu'mineen. This is the verse of the Holy Quran that shows the higher status of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, more than the individuals deserve, more than the people deserve. So the same is with Imam Ali alayhi salam, that whenever he is declared to be the legitimate and formal leader of the Muslims, so he is, his preference and his commands are worthier than our own selves, than the individuals themselves. So this means that the Prophet had declared that Ali alayhi salam was to be his successor. It also implies executorship for whomever the Prophet appointed to administer the affairs of the Muslims would be his executor also. We promised our honorable listeners to talk about two virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but we could successfully do one of them. It means the event of Mubahala, and later the quotations and narrations which appointed Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the executor and successor to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So, respectable audience, may Almighty Allah bless us all, that firstly we should have good awareness and informations from Imam Ali alayhi salam's life, from these noble members, from these family members of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And secondly, we should also act according to our knowledge, our awareness. For actions speak louder than words. If we claim to be dear devotees, but our actions do not match with our words, so it is not very much lucrative. Rather, sometimes it will be something in vain. So we have to try our best that our actions should represent Imam Ali alayhi salam's teachings and beliefs in our minds and our hearts. So may Almighty Allah bless us all once again, that we have to gain Almighty Allah's satisfaction and desire in this world and the life hereafter. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna 'ashaquka ya Haydar, nahu al-khayr wa la nahu al-shar, nahu al-khayr wa la nahu al-shar. العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر العقل بحبك يأمرنا والدين بحبك قد آمر والدين بحبك قد آمر سودت صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر سودت صحيفة أعمالي ووكلت الأمر إلى حيدر هو كفي منه وبد دنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر هو كفي منه وبالدنيا وشفيعي في يوم المحشر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر قد تمت لي بولايته نعم جمت عن أن تشكر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم الأوفر لأصيب بها الحظ الأوفى وأخصص بالسهم سهم الأوفر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر بالحفظ من النار الكبرى والأمن من الفزع الأكبر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر هل يمنعني وهو الساقي أن أشرب من حوض الكوثر أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتر أم يطردني عن مائدة وضعت للقانع والمعتر مولاي مولاي مولا علي مولاي 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 مولى علي